T, is the popcorn hot this morning? Is something hot this morning?
That's one thing that is. I was up there earlier. Janet was popping that stuff up 7 o'clock, and boy, it smelled good. I'll tell you that.
That's a tough way to start on a Monday or on a Monday on a Friday. You get your popcorn going. It feels like you're in the gym, but we're not in the gym just yet.
Yes.
You had a tremendously busy weekend last weekend as you were on tour with the South Panthers over in Newcastle. I know you didn't have any hot weather there. The Panthers put up a really good fight. It's never easy to play the home team in a championship game anywhere on their home court. That's what South had to go through. I'll let you tell me about them in a minute. But Jason Spears' lightly raced Cougars of Bloomington North have now won 3 straight. They're going to host the City Derby tonight. North versus South. We'll have Chalk Talk for you at 7 o'clock. What'd you hear from Coach Spear in the 3-game turnaround?
Well, he's really happy. You know, you and I talked as we did their Perry Meridian game. It's going to take some time for these kids to get used to not having Musa Jallo and David Morgan around. It's, you know, Musa's an All-Stater, probably Indiana All-Star. He moves on ahead of schedule to Ohio State. They've been playing, some of these kids have been playing with those guys for the last 2 to 3 years. So I'm not going to say they're completely have figured things out, but let's put it this way. They were competitive in their first 4 games, as Jason and I, you'll hear on Chalk Talk tonight. Southport blew out the Cougars, and ever since then, they've got a 3-game winning streak. It's probably 3 games they should have won, but you know what? They're shooting the ball better. Their defense is a little bit better. I think they're starting to get used to playing together without that all-star presence, and as long as they have the shooters that they have, the capabilities they do, this can be a scary game for South coming off a loss last Saturday night.
And North's confidence, Terry, comes from their offense. I'm not saying they're a poorly constructed defensive team, but it really seems when they get things going, they're knocking down shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you've got, people like Tim Brewster, of course, Jack Townsend's a huge 3-point shooter.
He's open right now, actually.
Yeah. Liam Wilkerson, yeah, he is probably shooting right now. You've got 3 or 4 guys that are capable of knocking down some threes. Isaac Finzel is a freshman, has really helped this team out a lot. Very heady for a young kid. So they've got a nucleus of a few guys, and add this freshman Vinsel in that have had enough experience that, I don't think they're scared to play South or anybody else. They had a great game up at Center Grove, stayed with, top 5 team in the Trojans up there at their place. And, I'm hoping for you and I's sake and for North's sake that they play equally as well tonight and give South a little battle.
They will, and here's the other thing you like from them. If you look through this team, Tim Brewster scored 27, Wilkerson scored 28, Vinsel, Ethan has scored 22, Isaac scored 7. They've got guys on a night, Terry, that if you give them some space, and we know that Townsend can hit threes by the bucketful, they can put some pressure on the other team's defense. So that's going to be North's, I think, game plan tonight. They have to get it rolling offensively, and we know how well South plays offensively. Every time I look at their numbers, I think there's a misprint. The way they shoot it from 2, the way they shoot it from 3, the way they shoot it from the free throw line. The opponents they faced last weekend in the Hall of Fame Classic obviously were tough. It was probably a great mid-year test for them because, Terry, they were blowing people out.
Yeah, they've had, except for the New Albany game, they really haven't trailed at a quarter break or a half except the New Albany and also the Evansville-Harrison game in the South Holiday Tournament. The Floyd Central game first, J.R., I agreed with him. He felt that Floyd Central was the best of the 4 teams at Newcastle. The South, to get them without Connor Hickman there, so they're a little shorthanded. Floyd Central came out starting all 4 of their big guys instead of 3. So,
and they're ranked 4th in the state. This isn't a team that was going to sneak up on anybody.
Well, this is somebody that beat New Albany in overtime, too. So good squad. They came out with their big lineup. South went small, to, you know, kind of say, okay, well, you want to do this and switch everything? Well, I'm going to go small and drive around you. And pretty much did. Heck of a game. Overtime thriller win for South. So, and then Newcastle had no problems with Oak Hill in the opener. But they're a good team. They still got a lot of young kids. That's a junior-laden Newcastle team on their home floor. South jumps out 18-7 in the first quarter, and I thought,
shooting the basketball.
This is great. This is what they wanted to do. But turned around and allowed an 18-7 against them in the second quarter. And as you'll hear in Chalk Talk tonight, JR still hasn't forgotten about that second quarter.
Well, he's not
and
going
we're
to.
We're a week past it, and he's still talking about it.
The one thing that sticks out about Bloomington South, Terry, they don't get to the free throw line very often. And that's fine because they make a ton of shots. But sometimes the three ball isn't falling. You saw 55 points, 57 points, 60 points, 63 points. I guess maybe they set the bar too high in some of the games we saw. You know, 82 against Edgewood, 74 against Decatur Central. Their defense, though, I don't think gets enough credit because they do shoot it so well. This is a team that's only averaging, giving up about, what, 45 points a game?
Yeah, 44-3. And that's one thing Jason Spears said. We want to be up 10. We want to get the ball down the floor, get the best shot we can get, and not allow South to set up into that defense because he knows how tough that defense is in a man-to-man. The thing about South, what I liked, and I saw two guys really step up down up at Newcastle, was the fact that they did start driving the ball in both games that ended up getting them some free throws and producing a win against Floyd Central and keeping the game close against Newcastle. But Mason Gillis was the human eraser.
6 foot seven
Newcastle
of them, right?
In that game. He was tremendous. I had him penciled as the MVP midway through the third quarter, and I didn't need to change it.
How much has Philip King helped Bloomington South's balance in their backcourt?
He's helped tremendously. I mean, he's been a two-year starter prior to this. They may have an injury. Adam Graham may or may not play tonight. JR didn't know as of the time we talked. You may see Philip in that, and these guys go small against North. Or Adam may be good to play. I don't know for sure about that, but Philip's tremendous help. I mean, he made some huge plays, got 7 points in the first half or the second quarter against Floyd Central, and just he came in. He settled things down, took a couple of big shots, hit a three, got a tip in, and hit a two at the buzzer. And although I think it might have been just past the buzzer, you can't go back and look at it in high school.
It sounded good on the radio, buddy. I tell you what, I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I was listening.
And I went back and watched it. I went back and watched it and can't tell. So
then,
I don't
then it's good. The call on the floor should stand.
The call was good. So he's tremendous help when he comes in there, and he may end up being in the starting lineup tonight. You and I will see that at approximately 7:30, 7:45.
That's right. We'll have Chalk Talk start at 7, as Terry mentioned. He's got big.
We got a lot.
Yeah, we got meeting. We should, because it's been, obviously, South's been busy over the holiday period. They had their own holiday tournament as well. North has not been. They've been lightly raced. That's going to be kind of interesting if fresh legs have a part to play, especially if Jason Spears' crew wants to get up and down the court. Terry Stultz is our guest this morning. He takes care of us through the high school basketball season, and we would be remiss if we did not bring up the Wabash Valley Champions. What a great story over the... I was following that from afar, obviously not being in town, but the Edgewood Mustangs become, the first team ever not from Vigo County to win that holiday tournament. What a story that is. J.B. Neal's crew that we saw in week one, that he was not happy with the effort. What a turnaround it's been, and full credit to those guys.
Yeah, they're playing lights out. They've won 9 out of 10.
You said that was going to happen, though. You told me here a couple weeks ago, you said once they get it figured out and once they get kind of everybody into the new 2017-2018, they're going to be a good team.
Yeah, I thought so. They reeled off 4 games in a row. That Indian Creek, little setback, you know, kind of got the edge back to them. And I knew they were going to beat Sullivan, the game that John and I did over there when Sullivan was undefeated. You could just feel the body language when you got there. So now they're 9-3. They've won 9 out of 10. They've got, they've got on a 5-game winning streak now. And this is interesting. Now they go to Brown County tonight. He's got this, J.B. Neal has got a brutal schedule coming up. The next 5 games are on the road. And with 2 Friday-Saturday back-to-backs, so they go to Brown County tonight. Saturday night, they go to South Putnam. A week from tonight, a game that we will do, I think you and I are doing it, but we're going to go to Owen Valley to do that little black and blue tournament over there, Edgewood versus Owen Valley. The following Saturday, they go to Greencastle. And then a week from Saturday, they go to Bedford North Lawrence. I mean, that's going to be tough.
That's
five straight in a row.
Yeah, 15 days.
Ending with a team at B&L that's now jumped into the top 20 after some impressive wins. Now, they might have dropped back out. They dropped a couple up at that Indianapolis tournament. But B&L's playing good basketball. So hats off to Edgewood. I'm getting ready to send JB an email here congratulating him on Wabash Valley. Good luck for the next 5, and I'll talk to you next week. Great, great story over there. Great story.
And you're right. All three, Keto and Howard and Taylor, and plus they get contributions from all the role players played their roles. All the big players that had to score scored their points. Keto handles the driving the bus, and it's not a difficult formula. But the competition level was difficult, and Edgewood deserves full marks from what they did.
You beat Terre Haute South over there, and then you get North in the championship game.
We'll throw Linton in the middle of that. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, but that's amazing. And beat West Vigo. I mean, they got them all, so what the heck? They took care of Vigo County and then wins the tournament to boot. So
Vigo County champions.
Yeah, they've got that. Edgewood's hot. South's playing well. North on a 3-game winning streak. It sounds like our county schools are all in pretty good shape right now.
And you know what? When the season started, there were more question marks maybe than there were answers, minus the South side. You know, with Chance Coyle coming back and Anthony Leal, no, you had pieces on the South side. But with Musa Jallo leaving early from North, you never knew how that would readjust or adjust things. Brand new coach, Jason Spear, shifts over from the girls' side to the boys' side. That's a transitional period. J.B. Neal had Cooper Bybee's gone. How many points did he have every game last year?
23?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. So you had all these holes to fill, and it's neat to see how you give these kids a little time, you give them a couple weeks, you give them a few games, and let them figure it out in practice and let them figure it out on the court, and all of a sudden it's not as bad as you thought it might be 2 months ago.
That's right, and they all have enough experienced people sprinkled in. South and North both, tremendous sophomore class, both schools. And they both, you know, you've got a Liam Wilkerson that's a senior, Noah Spencer that's a senior that's playing a good role at North, and, of course, Chance and Phil King and Chris Bamba. So you got the 3 seniors at South. So, you know, Monroe County basketball is in good hands with 3 really good coaches.
Yeah, and let them coach and let them play a little bit.
That's
before
right.
We start writing them off. We all want to do that in this day and age. If it doesn't go our way one day, let's wipe the slate clean and start over. No, let people grow up. These are kids, for crying out loud, and that's what makes them fun to cover. We'll be at the north side tonight, the Tom McKinney Court, 7 o'clock, a big, big, meaty chalk talk with Coach Jason Spear from North and J.R. Holmes from South. Obviously, we'll get you updated on the JV result and get you rolling around 7:40-ish. That's been our normal start time there, but Terry and I will have plenty to catch up on. Heck, we've got the whole holidays to look at. High school basketball in general. We'll get you caught up on everything you need to know. T, get ready for tonight. Bring a warm jacket, because when we leave the Cougar Den at 9:30-ish, it's not going to be very – maybe we'll wear fur coats. We'll do that. Fake fur, of
course. We'll have to, man. It'll be tough getting out to the car and warming that dude up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's get that popcorn hot, and we hope to have a great hot shooting night and a big, big battle between the two city teams. Great job as always, buddy. Thank you.